Good morning. It is Friday, November the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. It is All Saints Day. It is a new month, and we are here together to meet with God. So thank you for joining me. Let's enter in this morning, just bringing ourselves, all that we are, together in the presence of God, personally, corporately. If you've noticed the prayer of consecration, it begins with I and it ends with we. And some people have said, well, why do you say we? It's just me. And I'm like, no, it's not. At very minimum, it's me and you. But it's way more than that. There's a big us going on here. So let's just take a deep breath. Prepare to receive this word from God, this Ephesians 5:14, always, every day. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying, we're entering in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled, "And God Spoke All These Words," on delighting in the law of God. Our text is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. "And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Finally, we come to the celebrated, world-famous Ten Commandments. They are themselves a summary of all 613 laws God gave to Moses. Most fascinating is the way Jesus further distilled down the Ten Commandments, indeed the whole law, into a singular command. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's Luke 10:27. We see how the Ten Commandments break into two groupings, with the first four dealing with our relationship with God, and the final six dealing with our relationship with neighbor. There's something we should be clear about here at the outset. The commandments are not about becoming a law-abiding citizen, as is commonly thought. They are about becoming a covenant-keeping worshiper. In that light, it's interesting how the most important words in the Ten Commandments, indeed, in the whole of the law, are most often excluded from the commandments when we see them inscribed in public places. And even in Christian literature, they are these words, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." The Ten Commandments do not begin with commandments. The law does not begin with laws. It begins with relationship. "I am Yahweh," he says. "I am the God who heard your cries and who brought you out of Egypt, out of the cruel slavery under which you suffered. I am God. I delivered you." This is the most primitive taproot of our entire faith. This cannot be overstated. If our faith does not come down to something as simple as, "I am yours, you are mine," we are missing the core essence of the Christian faith and likely lost in some form of a counterfeit religion. Far from mere rules and regulations, these commandments are the very wisdom of God. Martin Luther once wrote, "This much is certain. Those who know the Ten Commandments perfectly know the entire Scriptures, and in all affairs and circumstances are able to counsel, help, comfort, judge, and make decisions in both spiritual and temporal matters." I don't know the Ten Commandments perfectly. I think I know them approximately. So why don't I know them perfectly? Probably because of my New Testament bias, which, deeper than I want to admit, still considers the Old Testament as somehow preempted, despite still being the Word of God. And probably because I can look up the Ten Commandments anytime I want. I mean, why know anything perfectly anymore, right? We have Google, for crying out loud. Over the last several years, I have come to frequent Psalm 1, which opens as follows. "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers." It's easy to agree with, isn't it? Who wants to do these things? I suspect no one wants to walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. And yet, scores and scores of people do just this. Notice how the psalmist first tells us who the blessed are not. And next he tells us who the blessed are. Verse 2, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night." The inference is clear. Those who do not delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night are the ones who turn out to walk in step with the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, and sit in the seat of mockers. After many walks through Psalm 1, it finally hit me. I don't think I have ever actually meditated on the law of God. Somehow it never occurred to me to meditate on the Ten Commandments. So how is it I can claim to have delighted in the law of God? I can't. I have been in active repentance ever since. Let's pray together now for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I love your law. I want to delight in it. I will follow the psalmist's lead now in declaring, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They're sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. That's from Psalm 19. Teach me to meditate on your law day and night, that I might become the vision you delight to see, like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Journal prompts today. What has been your relationship with the law of the Lord? Do you salute and revere it? Or have you found your way to delight and meditation? Can you remember the Ten Commandments? We're going to sing in a minute. We're going to sing a hymn called I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. It's number 396 in our Seedbed Hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise, if you want to turn there and hold the page, 396. But just a couple of more comments here. You know, even as we were praying through Psalm 19 there today, it was all about, like, the law of the Lord is perfect, the statutes are trustworthy, the precepts are right, the commands are radiant, all of that, the decrees are firm. Still, we're still not actually into the law itself. The law is, I am the Lord your God, right, who brought you out of Egypt. And again, as I said that, like, note, next time you're at the courthouse, it'll start off with, like, you shall have no other gods before me. You can't leave out, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. This is about not the rules. This is about the relationship. This is about the ruler and the relationship. And then the rest come. They're almost like the wisdom, the boundary lines that have fallen for us in pleasant places, I should add, with the psalmist. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. On it you shall do no work, neither you, your man, you know, on we could go. Honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you, and you live long in the land. How about it? You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. See, I'm even kind of butchering it here. I don't know the Ten Commandments. I kind of know them. And I'm like, why is that? How could that be? But then here's what happened to me. You know, that psalm, I found myself changing the word to the Psalm 1, right? But on his law, I would say, but on his word, he meditates day and night. I just kind of make that loose translation from law to word because, yeah, I'm meditating on scripture, but I'm not meditating on the law. And then I thought, well, Jesus actually did us a great service when he summarized the law. When they asked him the greatest commandment, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I thought, well, that's the law of God. I could meditate on that. And I realized I've never meditated on that before. Now remember, meditation, that's the deep turning it over in your mind. The image is rumination from the 5 R's that we hold out in our journal. The rumination, the eating of this word, the delighting in it, the constant day and night letting it work its way through our heart and mind. And so what I have done now, okay, I said I'm in active repentance ever since. I meditate on that. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And I just find myself, it's like riding down the road in the car. I'll turn off the radio and I'll just start saying that out loud and just slowing down and sinking down into those words and just letting the word do its work on me. And then, you know, sometimes I'll get the Ten Commandments out and I'll just say them. Let those words sink in, sink down. Well, I think that's enough of that for today. Just want to encourage you. We're all growing. We're not trying to get down on ourselves. We're just trying to coach ourselves up into the next place of abiding in Jesus, aren't we? Well, let's sing together. This is a short hymn, 5 verses. 396. I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. Let's key it down a notch. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand. Dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend. To her my cares and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall be given the brightest glories earth can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven. Amen. That was quick and deep right there. I love thy kingdom, Lord. And on his law, he meditates, she meditates day and night. And you ask, when is that? That's all the time. You get the point from me, I think, that I'm inviting you to be a little more than slightly obsessed with the love of God, with the Word of God, with the person of Jesus, with the kingdom of God. You know, we talk about that meeting with God in the morning. I call it the pregame workout. But that's for the sake of walking with him all day. And we just want to continue to meditate day and night on the Word of God, on the law of God, on the love of God, on the Ten Commandments, the greatest commandment. Psalm 1, just begin. I don't want to overwhelm you. This is why I'm like, just pick a word from the Word of God and go with it for the year. That's what we're getting ready for. That first word, last word, God's word, that new word for a new year. Say more about that later. We got to get to the field today, though. It's Friday. It's All Saints Day. And you know what a saint is? A saint is a person that has spent time, so much time, really, over time with the Lord, that when you're with that person, you have a strange sense that you've been with Jesus. A saint is a person of whom it can be said, the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. That's who you are becoming, and I hope I am too. Get your seed. I'll see you on the field today. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.